A Wall Street Journal investigation this week is highlighting some questionable business practices by Taser, the manufacturers of shock devices and other police hardware. The Journal investigation is using the Boise Police Department's $1.5 million body camera deal with Taser as an example. According to the Journal, Taser convinces police departments it's the only company that can provide services in order to secure contracts without having to go through an open bidding process. And that's done, the Journal says, by giving free trips to the final decision makers. Adam Cotterell reports.
Last year, as Boise was considering outfitting police with body cameras, Taser offered to fly a high-ranking member of the BPD to its Arizona headquarters to learn about its products. Boise Police Chief Bill Bones tells the watchdog website The Boise Guardian that he, quote, screwed up in authorizing that trip. The mayor's spokesman, Mike Journey, says it was a violation of the city's ethical standards.
However, it's very important to note that we don't believe that it was an intentional violation.
Journey says the city did not violate any open bidding laws or its own rules in signing the contract with Taser. He says it was a well-researched decision, and BPD looked at other products and service providers before deciding to go with Taser. Journey would not directly address Taser's potentially questionable business practices as laid out by the Wall Street Journal. But he says the company had the only cost-effective body camera service package, and the mayor and city council strongly stand by the deal. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.